Our next question is under marriage, and it's concerning a past question and an example that was set forth previously. So, concerning the question on marriage and intent being a prime factor in whether a person is married, the example was given of a drunk that went through the formal ceremony required by law and woke up the next morning with the woman with which he went through the ceremony. He is now sober and single because he did not intend to get married. The same man got drunk again the next night, went out in his car, ran over a small child, and killed it. The next morning, when he wakes up sober, will the child still be dead? And if by some chance the child is still dead, will the man be responsible for the death? Maxie, would you like to answer?
No,
this is actually addressed to Dave.
The only observation I would make is he shouldn't have got drunk in the first place.
I think I gave a little bit of a response to this last time when we discussed this. Let me try to restate what I was trying to say. I was trying to make the point that biblically marriage is defined by two or three factors that all have to be present. One is intent. The two people who are marrying both have to agree that that's what they're doing. It's not possible for one person to marry another person and that same person not marry them. They both have to enter into that relationship. In fact, if you just look up marriage in any standard dictionary, it will say that it's consensual. They both have to consent to that. So I only threw out the drunk illustration, probably not the best illustration. I don't exactly know how alcohol affects everybody, and everybody might be different. But let me give you another example. I was trying to think of an example where the person is totally free of making the decision. You've seen spy movies where they slip a Mickey into somebody's drink and they pass out and wake up days or a week later and they don't know where they are. They find out that, you know, their name has been used to do a number of different things and they have no knowledge of it. As far as they know, they had nothing to do with that. They would not have agreed to it if they had been conscious. That's the kind of example I was trying to give, that you cannot enter into a marriage without knowing it. Because by definition in the Bible, marriage is something you enter into. That starts all the way back in the garden where God brought the woman to the man and he said, "This is bone of my bone." So we're not given any details on the marriage ceremony. That seems to have been it. But the Jews had marriage ceremonies. All cultures have had a ceremony at which time they are considered married. So intent, which comes together at the point at which both of those individuals understand marriage to occur. I said in our society, it's when the preacher says, "I now pronounce you man and wife." The idea of consummating a marriage is a foreign idea to the Bible. Sex does not determine when marriage occurs. It's when the two people understand that they have formed a marriage. Sexual relationship is a benefit or privilege of marriage, biblically, but has nothing to do with determining whether marriage has occurred. There's a lot more we could say about that, but that's all I was trying to say. So maybe the drunk illustration's not the best one because it introduces excess baggage. I'm not endorsing drunkenness, nor am I saying that you are not responsible for what you do when you drink alcohol. You clearly are. Murder is a sin. But marriage in and of itself is not. A marriage may be approved by God or it may not be approved by God. You know, for example, in Mark, I think I used the example of Mark 6:17. Herod married Philip, his brother's wife. Did God approve of that marriage? No. But were they married? The text says they were. He married his brother's wife. The word married is used. It's used in Matthew 19:9. Jesus said, "Whoever puts away his mate except for fornication and marries another." So marriage can occur with or without God's approval. But the marriage itself is where the two individuals involved have the intent to do that and then comply with whatever civil ceremony they understand to be necessary in order to accomplish that. And so far as I know, every culture throughout human history has had a point in time where that occurs. Remember I said in Roots, it was when they jumped over the broomstick. There was the dividing line between married and not married.
I really have nothing to add to that. It's just a tragedy that things like this do occur. I don't think they occur often, but I do think that they take place from time to time when maybe somebody's in a drunken stupor and does all sorts of things that ought not to be. And we have no control over what, what other people do like that. But we ourselves should certainly be teaching our young people what marriage is all about, and that it is something that is a lifelong proposition, and it should not be entered into lightly, and certainly not in a drunken state. Of course, the Christian shouldn't be touching alcohol to begin with, and so I don't think this is really going to pertain to a Christian. But we sure need to be drilling it into our young people's minds and hearts, the importance of marriage, that it is a lifelong commitment, and it's not to be entered into lightly. I agree with Dave. It's something that is intended, and one enters into it. And if it's a scriptural marriage, then it's God-approved. And that's the desire of all of us, to have Christian homes.
One other quick point. Notice then that biblically there's no such idea as an annulment, which they usually base on whether or not sexual relations have occurred. That has nothing to do with it biblically. If two people decide to get married and they go through whatever they understand to be a ceremony that cinches that, then they're married. If a young man and woman married and then the husband was immediately whisked away to war, which has happened in history, hasn't it? With no sexual relations. Are they married? Of course they are. If he's killed in battle, she's a widow and inherits everything pertaining to his name. Probably get into more trouble on that one.